We interrupt tonight's presentation to bring you the following TED Talk. In 1966, an actor played an alien on TV. Always logical, half-human, couldn't laugh like you and me. Every week, we'd peek inside the hero every geek hoped to be. With that unique mystique, our brilliant freak would seek our victory. Then, the Dot recording label thought an album ought to sell. Dot was wholly owned by Paramount, which made movies as well, and was bought by Gulf and Western's brand new entertainment wing, which then purchased Desilu Studios and asked Mr. Spock to sing. Fast forward, Leonard Nimoy records 5 records in 4 years. His fans embrace him for a whole lot more than wearing pointed ears. He'd croon favorite tunes from Creedence, Joni Mitchell, and Johnny Cash. The fans would swoon and soon were writing something they started calling Slash. My mother was a math teacher, the first one on our block to purchase every James Blish paperback, along with I Am Not Spock. She owned every Leonard Nimoy record the stores could get in stock. When Star Trek ran in syndication twice a day, we'd punch the clock. In 1966, an actor played an alien on TV. Alas, its ratings pushed it off the air for good in season 3. But as the 5-year mission started syndicating endlessly, a kid was born in San Francisco. Full disclosure, that was me. Now, I could say it's just coincidence, but no, that would be wrong. Our playground was the Starship Enterprise till Star Wars came along. I knew the world of the future was a place where I'd belong. I recognized it in the rapturous invention we called Pong. My Atari 400 was by far my favorite appliance, and Carl Sagan shows how knowledge grows through the process we call science. I chose my clothes to pose a challenge in my social defiance, and now our kid knows every song performed by They Might Be Giants. And now the future's here. It's 50 years since 1966. It's a museum of broken things we spent the 60s trying to fix. Technology is changing humankind in ways strange and profound. I have an app on my communicator that reminds me to put it down. So mankind 2.0 has shipped. Don't panic, we're the beta testers. And the robot apocalypse is seeking venture cap investors. We have not yet seen Soylent Green on the supermarket shelf. But now when I buy groceries, I have to scan them in myself.